Bava Kama Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah begins. Arba Avos Nezikin. There are four major categories of Nezikin. Hashor, Vahabor, Vahamava, Vahever. An ox, a pit, mava is a machlokas in the Gemara, what it refers to. According to Rav, it refers to Adam Hamazik, a person who destroys somebody else's vessels. And according to Shmuel, it refers to shein, which is a type of damage which an ox can do when it uses its teeth, shein, and it does so to gain benefit. That's a different type of damage. Vahever, and if somebody uses fire to damage. Lo hare ashor kare amava. Had the Torah only written shor, we would not have been able to know that one's chayv to pay damages on maveh, v'lo hareya maveh kareya shor. And had the Torah only written maveh, we would not have known that one is chayv to pay damages when a shor does damage. V'lo zeh zeh, and neither of these two, having been written, would have taught us that you'd be chayv on esh, as we'll see, sheish ben ruachayim, since they both, shor and maveh, both are living creatures, kareya esh, they, had they been written, would not have been able to teach us esh, that you'd be chayv to pay damages on esh. Why? Because esh is more lenient. How so? She'ein bo ruach chayim, since it doesn't have life force, literally. It's not alive. Below zeh v'zeh, and none of these three, had they been written, would have been able to teach us that you'd be chayv on boar. Why? Because shedarkan leilich lahazik, since these things are more likely to be chayv for their damages, because they seek and destroy. They go out and do damage. Kariya boar, unlike boar, which has a leniency, in that she'ein darko leilich lahazik, since it's immobile, a boar does not go out and seek damages. Right, instead, other people come and they trip and fall into the boar. So now, the Mishnah concludes, Hatzalah Shavah Shabhen, what's the common denominator between all these different four categories of Nezek? So the Mishnah says, Shedarkan Lahazek, that they're normally doing damage, that it's natural for them to do damage, Ushmirasan Alecha, and one is responsible to guard them, Ukeshehezek, and when it does do damage, Chav Hamazek L'Shalim Tashlumei Nezek B'meitav Aretz. The owner, the damager, is responsible to pay full damages according to the best of the land, right? The best property that he can. The Gemara now begins. The Mishnah had said that there are four different categories. So I'm going to tell you avos. It called these categories avos. From the fact that it called them avos, fathers, mechlaunt ikototos, that implies that there are subcategories, there are children, so to speak, which come out of these larger, broader categories. So now, the Gemara has an inquiry. If there is indeed going to be these subcategories, are those subcategories precisely the same as the larger categories, or rather, are they different? And we're going to find precedent for some times where we use the term avos and the toldos are like them, and in other times we use the word avos and their toldos are not like them. So, toldos sehen, the Gemara says, kiyotzi behen, olav kiyotzi behen. Are these subcategories, these toldos, are they going to be the same as the avos, or are they going to be different? So now let's start with one side. Gabi Shabbos Tznan, in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, when we talk about the 39 avos melachos, the 39 larger categories, the primary, the basic categories of melachos on Shabbos. So the Mishnah teaches, avos melachos arbam chaser achas. There's 40 minus 1, 39 major categories of work on Shabbos that you're not allowed to do. Avos mechlal tikatotos. Again, the Gemara notes that from the fact that it calls them avos, that implies that they have, from the fact that these are called fathers, it implies they have children, that they have subcategories. So now, totos sehen kiyotzi behen. By Shabbos, we know that the subcategories are just like the larger categories, like the avos, like the big categories, the primary categories. Well, how so? Lo shna av chatas, lo shna tolda chatas. In the sense that if you sin by doing one of these melachos on Shabbos, and you do so unintentionally, you do so b'shogeg, so then you're chayav a karban chatas. That's the halacha. So if you do an av b'shogeg, then you're chayav a karban chatas. And similarly, in the same exact way, if you do a tolda, you're also chayav a karban chatas. So in that sense, the toldos by Shabbos are kiyotzi behen like the avos. They're exactly like the avos. So now the Gemara continues. Lo shna av skila, lo shna tolda skila. And in another sense, they're the same. In the sense that if you do it on purpose, now you do it b'mezid, you do an av melach on Shabbos, so you're chayv skila, you get stoned. So too, also, if you do it by a tolda, lo shna tolda skila. Also, if you do the tolda, you'll also be chayv on the tolda. There's no difference between them. So now the Gemara says, okay, so now we see that they're kiyotzi, they're exactly the same. But still, there must be some reason why it calls them avos and toldos. In what sense are they different then? So, Umay Ika Bein Av Latolda. So in what sense is there a discrepancy between an Av and a Tolda? What is between an Av and a Tolda? So the Gemara says, Nafkamina, there is a distinction. There is a practical difference between an Av and a Tolda. What is that? De ilu avid shtei avos, bahadeh hadadi. Because if one were to do two separate, two different avos, for example, somebody were to plant and somebody were to bake. So if you were to do two totally separate avos on Shabbos at the same time, inami shte todos behade hadadi, or else you were to do two separate todos of different avos. For example, a told of planting and a told of baking. So if you were to do those at the same time, and by the way, when we say the same time, we don't mean literally at the same time, as much as in the one forgetfulness. In one time, one helem achas, we call it. During one time of forgetting that it was Shabbos, or forgetting that this was Usher on Shabbos, so then you are chayev, mechayev, akol, chada, vachada. If you were to do two distinct avos, or to do two distinct todos in one helem, in one moment, one continuous forgetting, so then you'd be chayev on each and every one, on either act. If you love it, av. And yet, if you were to do an av, it told a day, and you were to do its tolda, lo mechayev elachada, then you would only be chayev one. Rashi explains, you'd only be chayev on the av melacha there, and not on the tolda. Thus, there is still the distinction between being an av or a tolda. And that is that if you do an av and you do its tolda in that same category, the broader category of av, and then the subcategory of that of a tolda within that larger category, so then you're only chayav of one, you're not chayav of two. You're chayav only on the av and not on the tolda. Now the Gemara says, that's true according to the Rabbanan. So now we found a distinction, even though we said that the toldos are like the avos in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, in terms of getting a karban chatas if you do it by itself, or in terms of getting a skila if you do it by itself. But there's still a distinction in that if you do the av and it's tolda, you're only chayav on the av. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who doesn't hold of that, that's only true according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ula Rabbi Eliezer, to machayav a tolda makom av. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says you are chayav if you were to do an av and a tolda of its of that same category in the same forgetfulness. You do both an av and one of its subcategories, its toldos, you're still chayav on each one of them. At which point, amai kari le av, amai kari le tolda. If so, why do we bother having these distinctions? Why do we call one an av and one a tolda? Is there any practical difference? So the next line of the Gemara is open to dispute how to exactly read it. We'll stick with one of the ways mentioned in Tosos. Hach to have a mishkan chashiva kari le av. Hach to lo have a mishkan chashiva kari le tolda. So the Gemara explains, no, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is still a discrepancy. And what is that discrepancy? That those that were in the Mishkan and were considered very significant work, then if it has both of those two factors, that's what defines it as an Av. However, if something was in the Mishkan only, but wasn't considered significant, or something is considered significant, but wasn't in the Mishkan, it lacks one of those two factors, so then it's merely considered a tolda. Now, is that considered a practical difference? That's not so clear, but at the very least, we now understand that there's reason to consider something an av and something a tolda because there is at least a difference between them nominally. We understand why this one's called one and this one's called the other one. Whether or not this is a practical difference is left for Ian.